Okay, speaking of the top three, we got our third place finisher, Eric Almirola, in the hot seat. Eric, wild finish, wild race for much of the day, especially that second half. While we wait for questions to be queued up, want to give us your vantage from the driver's seat of the 10, please.
Yeah, we had such a fast Smithfield Ford Mustang, but we kept having left front tires come apart. They would start shaking and vibrating so bad, I couldn't hardly see where I was going on the straightaway. So we kept having to pit for that, and we kept getting off of our pit sequence for our strategy. So it got really difficult for Booga and those guys to get on any sort of strategy with the race because we kept having to pit so often for left front tires coming apart. But, man, what a race car. We've been bringing such fast race cars to the racetrack every week. I'm so proud of this 10 team and everybody with this Smithfield Ford Mustang. We've been running so good. And we've had top five race cars, and we've been finishing top five with them. And if you do that enough, you'll find yourself in position to win races. So I'm just really thankful to be in this position, really blessed, and thankful for Smithfield's support and our race team. Everybody at Stuart Haas Racing has been doing an incredible job.
Great. Thank you, Eric. We'll open it up to questions now. We got several in the queue here, and we'll open up with Bruce Martin. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Eric, congratulations. Two in the top three for Stuart Haas Racing. That's quite an accomplishment, especially in Indianapolis, especially considering Tony's history here. How big a boost is that for you and for the team to do that well at Indianapolis?
Well, it's a really big boost. Coming to Indy, it's a crown jewel event. You want to run good here. It's such a prestigious race. So just really proud of all the guys at Stuart Haas Racing and girls, everybody that makes this thing go round. They've been putting in some incredible hours. We've been going on multiple shift work at the shop, and they're working, all hours of the day. And just to be able to keep up with this pace of race after race after race with midweek races, it's put a lot of strain on our organization. But we've seen the resilience and the grit of our race team, and it's been incredible.
And let's not forget Cole Custer either. He got in the top five, so that's three in the top five. That's pretty impressive. How do you view how Cole's come along?
Yeah, that's great. I think he's been learning the ropes, and he's figured out that the jump from Xfinity to Cup is a big jump, and he's doing a great job. He's learning. He's bringing cars home in one piece, and he's continuing to build and get better. And then, he had a great run today, so really proud of Cole.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Nathan Brown. Go ahead, Nathan.
Thanks for spending some time with us. I had a couple questions. First off, we've heard for years here that, this racetrack doesn't always provide an exciting race. A lot going on in this race here at the Brickyard today. Do you hope that everything that took place in these 160 laps maybe kind of quiets that pressure a little bit for the Motor Speedway and NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a historic racetrack, and the way it's laid out, it just happens to be extremely aerodynamic dependent, and so clean air is very important. It's very hard to pass, but I wouldn't trade racing here for anything in the world. I love the nostalgia of this racetrack. It's just an incredible place, and the amount of history that's went across that yard of bricks, and to be privileged enough to race here on these hallowed grounds is just a special thing. So I love coming here. They call it the world capital of racing. And, Roger Penske is going to put a lot of effort into continuing to make this place immaculate and incredible. And it's a great place to race.
We saw the Xfinity guys put a really exciting race together on the road course yesterday, about 24 hours ago. You still hope that maybe doesn't push you guys on to testing out that road course? I know you said that you really love running on this oval and everything that's meant for racing for decades.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope that we never stop running the oval. I mean, I just think it's one of these places that, regardless if it puts on the greatest race or not, it's historic. And, I think it's it's just a special place. It's hard to explain when you don't grow up a racer and you don't aspire to come to race at Indy. But for me, you know, I grew up watching stock car racing and dirt sprint car racing. And I grew up watching Thursday Night Thunder and seeing so many guys go from USAC racing and sprint car racing to racing at Indy. And it's something that I've always kept up with and always dreamed about getting the opportunity to race here. And now, you know, I get that opportunity. And today we got really close to winning and being able to kiss those bricks.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
Next, we'll go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Eric, is the tire deal, is that something that you guys would have a handle on if you had practice? And is it okay that, you know, that you do have to have some sort of tire conservation?
Tire conservation is fine. Tires coming apart and blowing is not ideal. It hurts really, really bad when you hit that wall. Those 90-degree turns, there's no real good angle to hit the wall. So that's unfortunate. But, yeah, we kept having to get off sequence on our strategy. We never could get a strategy to play out because we couldn't run a fuel run without the tires starting to come apart. We'd have to pit. You know, we're in a situation right now to where we can't really afford and we don't want to have a bad day. We don't want to blow tires and finish 35th or 40th. So we kept opting to pit every time they would start coming apart and vibrating really bad. And it is what it is. You know, we made do and things went our way at the end where we were able to get our Smithfield Ford Mustang up front like we were at the beginning of the race. And we had a lot of speed in our car. So we were able to run top five like we deserve to.
Thank you.
Next we'll go with Mark Garrow from PRN. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Congratulations, Eric, on another strong run. How do you feel now about the string of top fives and your positioning now? It looks like you've gained a lot of space on 16th, and will that allow you guys to be more aggressive, go after wins?
It will. You know, Booga and I just talked about it on pit road. You know, we're in a situation now to where we can gamble a little bit and we can be a little bit more aggressive and we can not be so conservative and worried about points. Not that we're going to throw caution to the wind, but we can certainly be more aggressive and I'm excited about that. You know, I think we've been trying to put a string of good runs together and we've been able to do that. Five top fives in a row is incredible. That's hard to do for anybody. So just really proud of my race team. But I keep telling the guys, and I told them as soon as we took the checkered flag, if we consistently run in the top five like this and continue to contend, we're going to put ourselves in position to win a race, and we need to capitalize on it. So I'm looking forward to these next few racetracks. They're my favorite. You know, I've got top fives here, five in a row at racetracks that I consider probably my worst racetracks statistically. And now we're going to some of the racetracks that are probably my best racetracks. Statistically, so I'm looking forward to that.
I was just going to say, is this the first time in your career that you're showing up now each week knowing in your heart of hearts that you have a chance to win?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say for most of my career, I would show up to the racetrack and hope to have good runs. In 2018, about summertime, all the way through the playoffs, I showed up to the racetrack with a lot of confidence, feeling like we could win on any given weekend. And we had several opportunities that slipped away, but we were able to go to victory lane at Talladega. But we probably had four or five races that year that we could have won, and they got away from us. But in 2019, quite frankly, we struggled. I could never find any sort of consistency running up front. It was very sporadic. So I'm thoroughly impressed with Booga and this whole 10 team. We've been bringing really fast Smithfield Ford Mustangs to the racetrack, and I feel like every weekend we expect to run top five now.
Thank you.
And we have time for one more, and that'll go to Heather Williams. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, you mentioned the tracks coming up. Can you talk a little bit about Kentucky and how much difference it's going to be in the daytime, and then also the quick turnaround to the All-Star race at Bristol?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Kentucky is usually pretty hot in the summertime. So Kentucky in the middle of the day in the heat of the summer is going to be challenging. The racetrack's probably going to be a lot slower, a lot slicker, but it'll be fun. You know, I love those conditions. The hotter, the better, to be honest. I feel like a lot of my training and stuff pays off in those conditions. You know, I don't feel like I'm falling out of the seat. I feel fresh. I feel ready to go. At the end of the race is as good as I do at the beginning of the race. So I enjoy it. I know some people dread racing in the hot of the day, but I don't mind it. So I'm ready for Kentucky.
Eric, thanks so much for your time. Great run. Congratulations on third place finisher, and have a safe trip back home.
Thank you, guys.